Blog Talk Radio.
Amongst friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Well, hello, hello, hello. What's up, everybody? This is Jeff, and you are tuned in to Amongst Friends, Conversations with the Grown and Sexy. Tonight, we will be talking about the Big C. The Big C is cheating. So we're going to talk about staying after you've been cheated on, whether you leave after you've been cheated on, or if you decide to stay, how you recover? How do you put it back together after cheating? With myself on the show tonight, we have the lovely Roxy. Roxy, say what's up to the people.
Hey, amongst friends, people.
All right, and then we got Brother Joey.
What's going on, family? What's going on?
All right. Cool, cool. So what we're going to do is we're going to let you callers know that you can join us right here on the line at 760-683-2662. Call on in if you got comments on what we're talking about tonight. If you got questions, call us up. We're taking on all comers. We ready to go in. So let's jump into this thing right now and let's just set the tone, shall we? Roxy, if you will, can you give us your definition of cheating?
Well, my definition of cheating is if you have another friend outside of your relationship that your partner doesn't know about, i.e. it could be a girl or a guy, I don't really know, but I mean, it's depending on the person. If you have another person outside of that relationship that you have to secretly call, secretly go see, secretly take out, I consider that cheating because you're hiding it from your significant other. So I consider that cheating. Whether it could be considered, I guess, as emotional cheating. It doesn't have to mean physically that you're doing anything, but if you are hiding someone else from your significant other, I would consider that cheating.
Okay. Joey, do you concur with Roxy?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that's a great definition for cheating. And I would just add something, I would just add to it, stepping outside the agreement of the relationship, what you guys agreed to or what you guys view as right and wrong, and you stepping outside of that is a form of cheating to me.
Okay. Well, now let's get into another layer of the situation. Joey, have you been the cheater?
No, I have never, ever been the cheater. Honestly, I think in my mind, I kind of dreamed about it maybe once or twice just because, it looks like, oh, wow, that's so cool. Like, it looks so cool or whatever, but I don't have the conscious. My conscience won't let me cheat. I would feel too bad. I would give myself up. I would, definitely just be, a nervous wreck because I just don't have the, I wouldn't say I don't have the propensity to cheat, but I definitely just don't have the ability to kind of hold it all in, keep it all a secret and I don't have the poker face. That's the good word. That's a good word or phrase for it. I don't have a good poker face for it. So, no, I've never been the cheater or the initiator of the cheating. No.
Okay. Roxy, do tell. Do you have a little devil in you? Have you been the cheater?
Well, I'm not going to say I have a little devil in me, but I have definitely been in a relationship where I have cheated, i.e. after the person has cheated on me, yes, I have stepped outside of the boundaries of our relationship and cheated, whether it was physical or emotionally or even mentally, but I have cheated.
Okay. Now, so that's very interesting. So, Mr. Man cheated on you. You found out about it. Now, after you found out about it, were you in a state of deciding for yourself whether you were to stay or leave?
Yes, or? I definitely was in a state of trying to, you know, get in my mind, what was I going to do? Was it going to change? Should I stay? Should I go? And eventually I did end up staying, which only made matters escalate 100 times worse because I stayed and then I decided to cheat too. I felt like, well, you cheated on me, so why not I cheat on you and let you see how I felt?
Right. Okay. Brother Joey, how was you... Have you ever had conversation with brothers who are in the doghouse or sisters who are in the doghouse because they cheated and they, quote-unquote, want their significant other to take them back? How do you – have you ever been in that conversation – have you ever had that conversation with anybody before?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Plenty of times. More so, and I'm interested also, Roxy, and please, you got to kind of talk to me about the whole, I know about the emotional cheating and the physical cheating, but you have to talk to me about the mentally cheating. But just to go, you know, to answer what Jeff was saying, yeah, plenty of times I've talked to both male and female who have been in the doghouse because of, you know, of cheating, of stepping out and wanting their person to take them back. And I always find it funny because the same phrase they said every time is, you know, if I could just go back, I wouldn't do it. You know, I just, what can I do to make it right? How can I get them back? But they always say, if I can go back, I wouldn't do it. And I just always find that funny because I'm like, if you knew you were going to feel this way, if you knew you were going to feel guilty about it, why, if you knew that you love this person or you cared about this person, like, why did you cheat on, why did you take that risk knowing that they might not forgive you, knowing that they would be angry, knowing that they would be hurt, and knowing that you would say you would regret it, like, why did you do it? And, you know, kind of getting the same answer is just like, well, they weren't doing this for me, or this was missing in the relationship. And I'm kind of like, and cheating was going to make all of that better? Cheating was going to improve your relationship? You know, I just never, to me, the individuals that kind of talk from that standpoint of, oh, I did it because I was lacking something in my relationship, you know, it's always hard for me not to kind of laugh on the inside when they're talking to me, because I'm like, that part just does not make sense. Like, I can certainly understand if both parties are just not understand the cheating, but I can maybe see it a little more non-judgmentally, so to speak, if both parties are just, like, fed up and done and they kind of just are about to go their own way and they just cheat just to do it. But for people that are just, like, thinking that somehow if I cheat, things will get better, like, I've always been confused by that. That's not going to make it better. It actually is going to make it worse.
okay, okay. So let's swing it like this. Joey, your friend is Roxy. She just told you, you know, yeah, you know, that grandma, yeah, he cheated on me, so, you know, I'm going to do him dirty. I'm going to get him back. I'm going to go for mine. Do you talk her out of it, or do you say, hey, you know, I love you, man, but you said, but, you know, if you're going to do it, just be safe, just so she can get it out of her system. What road do you take?
Well, if I'm a friend, you know, I'm going to take the honest road. And I'm going to, you know, tell her honestly, I'm going to be like, look, Roxy, that's not the way to go. Like, you know, it's not going to, again, like I just said, cheating does not make things better. It doesn't make anything better. So if I'm a friend and, you know, and she's frustrated or, you know, maybe she found out that the person was cheating on her, or she's just angry about the relationship, I'm not going to encourage her to cheat if I'm a friend. I'm not going to encourage her to do that. I'm going to encourage her, if you feel like you got to cheat, Roxy, you need to leave the person alone. You need to just walk away from the relationship. Just end it, because cheating does not make things better. And in the end, most people end up regretting that they did it. And so why you want to live with regret and the person is going to be angry with you because you cheated on them? That's just too much emotional baggage and pain to deal with, when all you could do, when I kind of feel like the better thing to do is just to walk away from the relationship and go and be with someone else or have sex with someone else, and you don't have that whole guilt trip going. So I'm going to tell Roxy, walk away. Walk away.
Okay, cool. So Roxy, in that situation where you were the cheater, you know, you made the decision to go ahead and, you know, to get back at, you know, Mr. Man, and he did. When you made the decision, did you actually confide in some of your friends, you know, that saw you hurt from, you know, his cheating? Did you confide in them to let them know that you were about to do this, or was this strictly black ops? Like, you just, like, put on the ski mask, went out, did your thing, and you were done?
I'm not gonna say it was black ops, but I confided in one of my close girlfriends. I did confide in one person, and that was it. I didn't tell anybody else until after. I mean, of course, once I told my mate, because I did tell my mate, and once that came out, of course, there was this big explosion. Like, you cheated on me, why would you do that? But at the same time, I wanted them to feel what I felt when I found out that they cheated on me. And although the relationship came to an end and we ended up walking away from each other, but of course, months and years later, they came to me, oh, I wish I would have never cheated on you, things could have been different. But by then, it's too late, because you have already emotionally damaged me. So, I mean, I did tell one girlfriend, she was just like, yeah, that's right, do you, you know, show them how I feel, let them see how I feel. I mean, that's what I did.
Okay. I feel you. Okay. Joey, you mentioned the regret of, you know, of cheating, of not walking away from the relationship with a person. You mentioned that whole regret situation. Have you come across, I don't want to say the cold-hearted snake out there, but I do know for a fact, firsthand, there's some people out there that have cheated and they don't have any regret. It was a conscious decision that they made. They saw what they wanted. They went after it. They got it. They're going to do them for as long as they know. Have you come across the regretless?
You mean, have I come across the people that have no regrets?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And those are normally the people I just kind of feel like they don't have no feelings, they don't have a heart, or they've been cheated on or mistreated for so long, like they're just out for revenge, and whoever gets it, gets it. Like, and to me, those people are scary. Like, I think that cheating in and of itself is just wrong, but I do understand that things happen. People make the wrong decisions, and they feel remorse, and they feel regret. So, you know, they're cheaters. Like, those are the ones that are just cheaters. But the ones I kind of feel like, then there's a higher level and a more dangerous level. And those are the people that cheat and just don't have no kind of remorse. Like, they do it no matter what relationship they're in, no matter how good the person is to them. Like, they just cheat. They just do it, and they don't feel bad about it. And they'll even brag and boast about it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the ones that I feel are the most dangerous, because they don't even really understand the repercussions or the ramifications of their actions. And, like, they're the ones who are starting a whole new cycle of people with who become cold or heartless, or who become,
right,
like, cheaters, because they've been hurt, and they've just started, you know, and they've been hurt so much that now they don't have, like, that remorse, or they don't have that ability to feel apologetic or regretting that they've hurt someone that they've essentially, that they've loved and cared about. And those are the ones on the other end of the spectrum that are just completely, just like I said, relentless in their battle to kind of make up for the hurt that they've caused in their life. And then you have the people in the middle who cheat and they feel regret. They do feel sorry, but it's kind of like an impulse control issue. Like, they do, even though they feel regret, they feel sorry, and they don't want to do it, like, they can't control it, so to speak. But the ones that I've come across that have no regret and they'll keep on doing it no matter what, like, they're the scariest, and they're the ones that, you know, it's not even about, like, being, like, a player or anything like that. Like, it just really, to me, it's really just one of those things where they're just out to get revenge, and they don't care who they hurt or what kind of pain, especially emotional pain, that they've caused. They are really scary. And I've ran across them, and I really have trouble, like, you know, I guess in a sense, kind of talk them away from it or talk them out of cheating, like the question you just asked me before, you know. And do I have any friends like that? Maybe not the real, at the bad, the very worst end of that, the cheating spectrum. No, I haven't had friends. I've had conversations with people at that end of the spectrum, but I haven't had friends, thankfully, that who are like just these cold, heartless cheaters who have no regrets. I mean, they can pretend. Now, I'll say this. They do really well at pretending they're regretful, but they don't have it.
Okay. Well, before we go any further, I would just like to say for all of our callers, again, join us. Let's get interactive. You can reach us at 760-683-2662. Now, I do want to come clean. I'm a recovered cheater. I can say it that way. Joey, I was that dangerous person that you were talking of previously, and I have to say that I was in the light because I was just greedy. for booty and greedy for to be always in a constant state of flux where I was always trying to see what I could achieve, basically, say it nicely. And I did it again. It was a situation to where I was coming into my own, realizing, how to make myself more attractive to my audience of women that were out there. And then I got to the point where I was, just straight stunting with it. You know, I was like, I would pick chicks at a random and just go after them and basically try to wear them down, try to beat them down with my charm until they gave me what I wanted. And hopefully we had fun together, but. You know, it was, again, it was me being greedy. So I just want to go ahead and put that out there for all of our listeners. Because we're amongst friends, aren't we?
So what changed you, Jeff?
What changed me?
Yeah, what changed you from being the cheater?
I guess maybe I felt myself becoming more and more unattractive to my female audience, so I decided to just target one, lock her down, and make up my mind. I don't think it was one singular thing or one set of a couple of things. I can say an overarching thing. You know, it was just time for me to come out of that situation. You know, it was, you know, time for me to decide, you know, do I want to be like this for the rest of my life? Do I want to be in a constant state of flux? So once that realization hit me, you know, then it was, okay, well, I'm just going to now look for women to be the type of companion that I needed them to be for the Jeff that was willing to be in a relationship. And I guess once the switch was made, I ended up where I am now, which is, you know, happily married and on this show, hosting amongst friends. I'm a former cheater. As I just said to everybody, I'm a former cheater. So, for your friends that you know, your good friends, male or female, and you know that they have been the cheater, and they keep on choosing to be the cheater, not so mm-hmm. much, they don't want to talk a relationship out, work on a relationship to make it better. That their avenue is always, you know, this is going downhill or this is not going the right way. I'm going to go ahead and cheat. What do you say to them? Do you try and steer them on a different path so they can possibly get a different outcome? Or do you just chalk it up and just say, hey, that's my friend. I know what they're getting ready to go do.
Well, actually, I don't have any friends. I cannot say that I have any friends that are compulsive cheaters. I'm thinking really hard, and I don't have friends that are compulsive cheaters. Like, I might have friends who are in relationship with compulsive cheaters, but I don't have a friend who's a compulsive cheater.
Okay.
So, but if I had a friend like that, I would just basically tell them that they just need to not be in a relationship. Like, you need to be in an open relationship. You need to, if you're going to date somebody, you need to let them know, look, I'm not the type of person that's into commitment. I don't commit well. I like variety. And if we are going to be in a committed relationship, I am probably most likely going to cheat on you. And I think that that's just something that can be said up front. I mean, if you're not the type of person that likes to be in a committed relationship and only likes to be with one person, then I think that as an adult, you owe that to the next person to say, this is me, this is who I am, this is what I'm looking for. And if it's not what you're looking for, then we're not going to be compatible. Because, I mean, there's nothing wrong with liking variety. So if you are the type of person who likes to be in an open relationship and who likes to cheat, then you should just say that. Because you never know, I might be the type of person that's into an open relationship too. So I think that if you're just upfront with people, you can find out a lot of things truthfully, being upfront with them than waiting 6 months into the relationship and I'm finding out that you're a cheater and that this has been your history in all of your past relationships.
Right.
So.
Okay. Joey, have you been in a situation before where you have a friend, they've been cheated on, they've made the decision to stay in a relationship? And have you ever been in a situation to talk to them about how they're going to recover from the event or events and move on with that relationship?
Yeah, I've had plenty of conversations with people who have been cheated on, and they're trying to move forward. And I guess the biggest theme in those relationships is they always tend to end up blaming themselves for the cheating. And I guess one of the things that I try to tell them is that if they're gonna move forward, they are gonna have to really look at forgiving the person. And then not blaming themselves, which are the two things that are really, really difficult to let go of for people in any situation where you've been wronged or you've been hurt or something traumatic has happened. You find it hard to forgive the offender, and then you find it hard to not blame yourself. I think some people kind of think like some cheating is justified, like, oh, if you neglected me, then I neglected them or I neglected our relationship. I neglected spending time with them or, you know, what have you. So I kind of pushed them into the arms of someone else. And I think in that part, you know, I tell them, hey, you do need to recognize your role you play in the break in your relationship. But as far as with cheating, I tell people, or the people I've told and talked to that who are my friends who have been cheated on and they want to recover, I let them know you can't blame yourself. No, that person made a decision. They made a decision to cheat. Now, they might have cheated because you didn't do right by them or you were neglectful or what have you, but they could have came to you and talked to you about their feelings of the relationship, or they could have broken the relationship, but they cheated. So you can't blame yourself for that. What you can do is if you're going to move on with this relationship, the first and foremost thing you got to do, I mean, you got to talk about the cheating. You got to talk about what happened, but you have to forgive because you can't recover. You cannot. You cannot, people. You cannot recover if you can't forgive. And if you can't move from keep bringing it up every time you face it or every time you think about it, like you bring it up and throw it in the person's face, I don't think that it's an effective relationship. It's going to be an effective or positive relationship if you don't forgive. I'm not saying don't be angry, because you got to go through that whole process of being angry and upset and hurt. But if you want to recover from cheating, you can't blame yourself for their actions. You can try to find solutions to what you guys believe had a caused the rift in your relationship, but you can't blame yourself for the person cheating, even if you did, even if you were neglectful of the relationship or something like that. That person could have just as easily walked away from the relationship instead of cheating. Mm-hmm. And like I said, and you got to forgive. If you can't forgive, you honestly, I don't think you'll be able to recover from cheating or be able to mend your relationship. And it's probably just best to walk away.
Joey, forgiveness, that's a big word. That's a heavy word.
Oh, that's a heavy word.
Yes. Because so many of us can't do it. Mm. It's just not in it. It's like, I think that a lot of us just get hung up in the fact that we can bond with so many people if we are wrong in such a way that, you know, we... It's like a bonding mechanism that once you're in the bosom of everybody, you know, cry on my shoulder, cry on my shoulder, you know, you've been hurt, cry on my shoulder, you've been wrong, and we just get used to it, and it's always a way for us to go there just to be hurt, you know,
mm-hmm.
never to, not really to get. You know, step back and say, you know what? I know you did this to me. I know you were wrong. And, you know, hopefully the other person comes and says, well, I'm sorry that I did it, or this is why I did it. And I know it don't really make it better as to why I did it, but I'm asking for your forgiveness so we can get, because I want to take stock now in the other stuff that we have in our relationship. You know, that makes it special, and that we can, I feel that we can build on to make better. And then a lot of us don't have that situation in front of us to say, you know what? Okay, I forgive you. Let's move forward. So, I think we still got the training wheels on when it comes to that forgiveness route. But, you know, we've already learned how to ride the bike, you know, and being hurt. So call in, tell us how you feel about the situation. You can reach us here at 760-683-2662. Roxy.
Yeah.
When you made your mind to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just to let everybody know, this is where the show goes real dark. Death is coming out the corner. How long would you say it took you to make the decision to go ahead and cheat? And how easy was it for you to find the person to cheat with?
How easy was it for me to find the person, you said? Okay. Well, I mean, when I finally made up my mind to cheat, I'm going to say, okay, it was a 10-year relationship. And throughout the relationship, I was just basically dealing with different situations like, oh, this is my friend, this is my best friend, you know, so forth and so forth. And then it was another person, oh, I went to school with her. And, you know, it was just always somebody in the picture. And so finally I just was like, well, you know, okay, I kind of say. So what I did was I backtracked with an ex. I had been friends with an ex for a while. I had gotten back in contact with them, and we talked for a couple of months. It was just, you know, mutual conversation, platonic conversation, rather. And it was like, oh, well, what are you doing? Let's go out. And that's how it started with going out, getting a drink. And then as the dates progressed, the conversations increased. And it was just like, oh, yeah, I'm in a bad relationship. I'm thinking about leaving. I want to get out, you know. And it went on. And this went on for a couple of months, just trying to get the feel of it. And just one night, I was out, we was drinking, and one thing led to another, and it happened. And the next morning, I didn't wake up saying, oh, I feel so bad. I didn't. And I came home, and I was able to look them in their face, and it was, good morning, how are you? My night was good, yeah, you know. So I didn't have any regrets. I didn't feel bad about it. Maybe I'm one of the type of people who Joey was talking about who didn't feel bad about it the next day, but I feel like if you can't do something at night and wake up in the morning, if you're going to regret it, you shouldn't do it. So I don't have any regrets. And it went on for a couple of months before I told my significant other about, before they found out about it. And it just went on, it built, and the connection between me and my ex grew stronger. And they wanted, oh, you need to break up with him, you need to leave him, be with me. And that's when I was like, okay, well, I know now I see it's getting out of hand. But in the very beginning, like I say, if you tell people from the beginning what you are interested in, what you're looking for, you shouldn't have to go through all that. And I did explain to them, well, I told you that I wasn't looking for to get out of a relationship or, you know, get into a relationship with you because that's pretty much dead. But it's what happened. I used you as a rebound. I mean, it was just the truth. And so once I told my significant other, why are you cheating on me? I can't believe you. I'm like, really? You gonna give me all of this? That you gonna give really do all of this when you cheated on me countless of times, and I've still been here? And it was with them. It was just like, oh, it's over. I don't want to be with you no more. You cheated, and that's where if you can't take the heat, you shouldn't go in the kitchen.
Right.
So I felt like, oh, you can cheat on me, but I can't cheat on you. But for so many times, they would say to me, well, if you feel like you need, in order for you to get over, you need to cheat on me, then go ahead and cheat on me, and I'll be all right, and I ain't going to be mad. But when I did it, they were angry. They was upset. We broke up.
Mm.
So I feel like if you can't take the heat, you shouldn't cook in the kitchen. If you can't take me cheating on you, you shouldn't cheat on me.
Joey, all right, bro. You my bro. So let's talk about this. Bro, I'll just put it out there. I mean, is it sort of like a double standard with the whole, you know, the anger situation on our side of the fence? If we get cheated on, if guys get cheated on, is it more so? Do we blow it out of proportion more than, say, our female counterparts?
Oh, man, I think we definitely, I don't know, I've seen an equal amount of anger reaction from both male and female. But I think for men, because most men, we express hurt through anger, that's why it seems that we blow it out of proportion more than our female counterparts, because we, you know, most men just express their hurt as anger. But I think what more so affects with men a lot more is the pride, or the whole fact of, you know, we believe so heavily in our girl, even if we're doing wrong to them, like we just believe they're not going to step out on us. We're not going to do that because I'm the man, I'm their man, and they wouldn't do that to me, and you would think, especially when you see when the cheaters find out they're being cheated on, like they really get pissed off, they really get angry, but deep down it's because they're really hurt. I think, like I said, it's a pride thing because it's like, how would my woman do that to me, the man? Like, how could she, you know, step out on me? That whole territorial type thing kind of plays the role in the emotions men feel when they're cheated on. But for a man, I think for a man that's playing no games, a man that's putting his whole heart into it, into the relationship, into that woman, and he finds out he's cheated on, he's not going to express anger in the sense of like, oh, my God, I can't believe you did it. I should kill you. I should hurt you. He's going to be hurt. And his emotions are going to be unpredictable. That's kind of the part of the cheating for a man that's a lot different. Because what I've seen there kind of across the board for a woman, like her first reaction is to ask, who is it?
Mm-hmm.
So who is it? Who is it? And it's kind of like across the board, like, you know, their thing is, for the ladies, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, who is it? I'm going to beat her down, or I can't stand you. Get out of my house. Change the locks. You know, that reaction is like anger, then sadness, then anger, then sadness for the woman. And then this resolve to either walk away or this resolve to forgive. But for a man, especially one that ain't in that whole pride and territory type feeling, but they like genuinely in love with this woman, in love with a person, another person, and that person cheats on them, their emotions are unpredictable. You just don't really know what they're gonna do. But the truth of the matter is that they are like hurt. And they can't, and it just seems like they're not going to be able to recover from it. And they can't look at her the same. They can't look at the relationship. Like, it's just 100% hurt. And on one side of the fence, they don't want the person to leave. But on the other side, like, they're just so messed up because they can't wrap their mind around it. Like, you just never know what you're going to do, what you're going to get. And so it's kind of better to get, to me, I always say it's kind of better to get the person that just, they just upset that you just did that to them, even though they were doing it to you. But you get that man that's, and he's, and his emotions and the way he's going to express them are unpredictable. That's kind of the thing that you want to, you know, be like, oh, man, this ain't good at all.
Yeah, I agree. I I've seen a couple of brothers in that situation. For a couple of brothers I've seen go through it. You know, I thought they were handling, you know, cooler than what they did. I thought they would just go, oh, you did that? Well, you know, we're gonna go ahead and call this quit. That's what I thought. But to see them wow out, it was eye opener. It kind of made me think about myself. It's like, yo, would I do that? You know, is this type of wow out session, is that in me? I mean, great, you know, knock on wood. I've never been in a situation excuse me to have somebody cheat on me, but you know. So I don't even know, you know, how mad I would get, you know, or would I just, you know, just walk away and just be like, yeah, I got cheated on, or, you know, maybe I would go cry in my own little special corner, be like, yo, she was a good one, man, now she gone, you know, I don't know how it would be, but that's scary, actually. It just, it made me really sit back and think about, like, no, I don't mind being in the doghouse because I know how my wife will react if I quote unquote, you know, pissed her off. You know, I know what to expect in that situation, but no, I don't want to see myself pissed off at her for doing something that catastrophic to our relationship.
I think I would have an ego after that. I don't think I would just be a puddle of man after that.
Wow.
So if your wife cheated on you, would it be different because she cheated on you? Like, I mean, if you cheated on her and let's say she don't know that you cheated on her and you find out that she cheated on you, would your emotions or reaction to her, you find out that she cheated on you, be different?
Well, Even though
you're cheating on her.
Yeah, and like I said, that's the thing that scares me, because it's like I've seen countless females go through their roundabout session of being mad, angry, upset, you know, cursing dudes out, you know, throwing stuff, slashing tires, you know, sugar in the tank or the car. You know, burning clothes, you know, all that stuff, throwing, you know, he comes home and his stuff is outside on the front porch in trash bags. You know, I've seen all that stuff before.
Mm.
So it's like, that's kind of like the playbook that I have in my head of what would happen if I was to cheat and get found out.
Mm-hmm.
It would be that situation of, okay, it's going to go from either, you know, the minimum, which is she's going to be like, okay, well, thank you for telling me you cheated, or I found you out, but I'm, you know, we are no longer together, boom, which hardly ever happens. To the, you know, dun, 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 you know, I need to do bodily harm to you, your car. You know, if I see your boys in the street, I might smack them because I know they knew that you were cheating on me, lying,
right,
dog. But for
right,
the situation to be flipped, it's like, yo, you know, I'm thinking I'm cool, calm, collected. Like I said, I've never had anybody cheat on me before, so I haven't seen myself go through any type of phases with it, up or down or sideways. So for my wife to do it, oh, I might, like, you might want to call me Hannibal Lecter after I'm done. Or because I know that in the past, I have a situation within myself. I've come to realize it because I am the son of a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I knew my mother and my father to be married and have a decent marriage, and I saw it go to ruin, and basically I know I was basically raised by my mom. So
mm-hmm.
I know I have it in me to, if a situation for me, if a relationship goes bad for me, my first thing is, you know, when I realize it's time to hit the brick, I can cut it loose. I can cut it loose and move on to the next. But I know I can do that, but in this situation of being married, like, it was easier, of course it was easier for me to do it for girlfriends, but I'm married.
Right.
I think that it's going to bring a whole other level to it that would, like, have me, like, spaz out. And, I mean, not to say that I would want to, you know, like, be on Fox 5 in the morning, you know, adding another death suicide situation to Virginia's numbers for 2012 or something like that. But I don't know what level it would go to. No. I think
that in certain situations, you can say, like, oh, if that was me, I would do this, and I would do that, and then I'd do this, and then I would do that. But I do believe that until you are actually in that situation, you have totally no idea what you would do. I mean, I can say that because any relationship that I was in prior to being in that 10-year relationship, if they cheated, if I found the phone number, if I found the letter, anything that said there was a possibility that you thought about cheating, I was out the door. And I was like, oh, I'm never going to settle for a cheater. I'm never going to deal with that. But once I met this particular person, everything about how I used to be had changed. And I dealt with the cheating for, 9 years. So I think until you actually are in that situation, you don't know what you do, because you might just be this complete opposite and be like, okay, you cheated on me. All right, that's fine. I get it. I understand. And then you might question yourself, like, what? Maybe you cheated because I wasn't doing something right. Like, what was it that I wasn't doing that caused you to go out and cheat? Because of the type of person who you used to be. You used to be a compulsive cheater, right? and you knew that you were just cheating just to do it. It was just like, was you telling people that it was a sickness that you can't help yourself? I mean, some people tell people like, oh, I don't know why I do it. I just do it. I think they use that as a crutch to have a reason on why they feel like they should be able to cheat on somebody else. So, I mean, you never know. You might be the complete opposite of what you say what you would do in a situation like that. But
you can't never plan for that. You can't. I don't think you ever plan or be prepared for someone to cheat on you.
No, that's just like, oh no.
We did have one of our listeners send me a text message, and they tried, they were trying to call me out a little bit on what I was saying about like how crazy I would get if my wife cheated on me. Because previously I said, and Brother Joey, you can back me up on this, is that if we were talking about sex. And I said that I would be open to my wife coming to me, saying to me that she wanted to have a threesome. And the person who sent me the text message was like, oh, so you would be pissed if she cheated on you, but you okay if she comes and tells me that she wants to do another dude? And I'm like, okay, well, first of all, as we discussed earlier, we have a platform for the show. Cheating is going outside and not telling your partner. So if I'm the partner and my wife comes to me and she openly says this to me and I know that I'm open to it, that's not cheating if I say yes to it and we have a threesome. That's not cheating. So I couldn't.
Right, that would be considered an open relationship because you're bringing in people, other people into your relationship.
Right, but I'd be open to it, and if it was a thing that she wanted to keep going after the first trial, yeah, then I guess our relationship would be open. But if it was like a one-time thing, she said she wanted to go, I was open to it. And the situation went down, then that would be it. It would be an experience that my wife and I had together. But the boundary of our relationship would still be intact.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I want to thank you. I want to thank our listener for texting me, trying to call me out on that. Thank you very much.
That was a good one. So Joey wanted to get on my take of a mental cheater.
Yeah. That right. One I'm not familiar with.
When I say mental cheating, I mean if you are laying in the bed with me and we're together and you're wishing or thinking about another person, like, that's called, you're mentally cheating on me because you're laying in the bed with me and we're in a relationship and you're laying next to me and you're thinking about being with someone else. That's, like, I think that's mentally cheating.
So you think, like, having fantasies of other people is cheating?
I mean, if you're having a fantasy about a celebrity or, wow, I really want to bang Halle Berry, which we already know that's not going to ever happen. But if you're having a fantasy about, I really want to bang my sister's friend, if there's a possibility that could happen. Am I wrong?
I don't know.
I mean,
I was figuring that you were talking about that, going to that place. But I don't know. I don't think what happens in your mind, I'm not saying it's all right because, there's negative, bad thoughts and things mm-hmm. like that. But I honestly don't. I don't think that having fantasies, whether they're far-fetched or close to home, I don't think that those fantasies are cheating.
Mm-hmm.
I think they may be inappropriate, especially if the fantasy are laying in bed or having your girl or your man, and you're thinking about her best friend or her sister, or she's thinking about your best friend or your brother. Like, okay, I think that's inappropriate, especially
mm-hmm.
if y'all knocking boots. But I wouldn't
mm-hmm.
necessarily say cheating, because, you know, some people, sometimes you can't help what you fantasize or what turns you on in your mind. But
mm-hmm.
I think if you don't check those thoughts, that they're inappropriate, and that is wrong. But cheating, no, I do, because like I said, I get emotional cheating and I get physical cheating. But the mental part, like, because a lot of people, they'll get upset about people's fantasies. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's why a lot of people don't share their fantasies or their, you know, their desires with their significant other, because they don't want to, you know, want it to be labeled as a freaky or wrong or cheating. So
mm-hmm.
that's why mental cheating. Now, I do think for mental cheating, let me say this. I do think for just the term mental cheating, I think if you're doing like premeditated, like, oh yeah, I'm going to sleep with her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I can see
mm-hmm.
definitely as like a form of premeditated mm-hmm. cheating, so to speak.
Right.
But I was interested in the mental cheating because I haven't heard anybody.
I mean, that's
actually,
just like if you're having sex with your significant other and they call out somebody else's name.
Oh yeah, that's wrong.
I mean, that's like, are you serious? Like, that's taking it to a whole nother state. Like, unless you're in a whole nother zone by then, in the middle of sex, and you call, like, I think that's mental. Like, really, you're going to play with my mind like that? You just going to call somebody else's name out in the middle of us having sex? Like, I think that that's just, you know, I mean, I don't know. I would put that in a lot of mental cheating. Because if you're sexing me and you're thinking about somebody else, something's wrong.
I would also like to offer on the mental cheating tip, you know, as Joey kind of alluded to, you know, you can have those have certain thoughts in your head about fantasies and stuff, but I guess once you take it a little too far, that's where it gets, you know, dangerous, where you could sort of like, you could pretty much lead your significant other into thought that something has the ability to happen because you are letting slip. Like, I was with a young lady before, you know, before I got married, and it was a constant thing with her to talk about, like, her favorite celebrity all the time. So it was like, you know, who is it? And it was like, it was to the point where if we were sitting out watching TV together, it would be like a twitch. It would be like, oh, he's so fine, or look at him with his cute stuff. Mm. I was that girl. Like, they would add all extra stuff into the TV show, and it would be like, okay, this is kind of suspect right now. Are you really having a wet dream?
Right.
Wet dream in front of me while I'm sitting here, and then
mm-hmm.
you know when they look at magazines, because they always have something to say about the celebrity. That type of behavior can lead a man or woman to think that at any given,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you so happen to have a situation occur where you see a celebrity that you are oohing and eyeing over, that yeah, you'll be the chick or the guy that sees them and is like, you know what, I wish I could take you in the bathroom stall right now and get it on.
Yeah.
Or you know, now, when you shed that one tear in glory, you had me so open, you could get it anytime you wanted. That type of situation. That's a little bit of your other to worry about. You know, like, oh, I know they're going to cheat.
Okay, so what is it, what type of cheating would you call if you're in a relationship with someone and they have, let's say, a friend, and the friend is constantly saying, let's say, you know, making indirect gestures towards your significant other or indirect comments about, ooh, I want to sleep with you, I want to get on your lap, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And your significant other doesn't check that person. Make it like, oh, it's innocent, they don't really mean anything by it. I consider that some type of form of cheating, because you are leading this by, you're not telling this person that, you know, that's not going to happen, you're being disrespectful, blah, 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 blah. I feel like that's, you're cheating. You're leading this person to believe that something could happen. Do you think that's a form of cheating?
I can get my head around that.
That's interesting, Roxanne. That's really interesting. I mean, I've seen that happen so many times. And I tell people, like, that's a form of cheating. Because you're not telling this person that they're being disrespectful or that nothing is going to ever happen like that. You're just ha, 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 laughing it out. And they're still going on and on and on about what they want to do to you.
But you know what, though? I think that also, and I hate to say it, because I've come up in this situation to where, you know, people try to secretly get you open to other stuff. So sometimes you might, you know, I would sit back and think, okay, this is orchestrated. You know, something. I'm not really in my time to be really bad. So if my wife's friend was saying, ooh, if you was my man, I would do this to you, because you treat my girl so good, and, you know, you married her and all this other stuff. If I was you, I would do this, I would do that. And my wife didn't check her. A part of me, yes, I have to say it, would go to, they want to have a threesome. They want a situation to go down.
Mm-hmm. No, let's say it was your, it was your friend. She's a platonic friend, and she's constantly coming on to you, sending you, you know, indiscreet text messages, you know, IMing you, you know, leaving you all kind of voicemails, telling you what she want to do to you. She can't wait to see you. Although it's platonic, and you don't check her, do you think that's a form of cheating?
I would say yes, because if that gets seen by my significant other,
mm-hmm.
that could cause a problem. That could cause a problem.
Exactly. Okay. So that would be considered, I mean, would we consider that emotionally? I mean, what type of cheating would you consider that?
I don't know how I would name it.
I'm going to give it a new name. I'm going to call it undercover cheating. Because obviously you undercoverly want to do something with this person. That's why you're not checking them. You want to leave the doorway open for just in case it could happen.
Yes.
And that's what I believe that too. I wouldn't call it undercover cheating, though. I would call it like an unconscious cheating. Like you have like this unconscious desire because you kind of feel inadequate or insecure, and even though your partner is feeding you like positive reinforcement, blah 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 blah. Because you feel insecure and things like that, like you like getting attention from people other than your significant other. So that might be one of the reasons why people don't kind of quell or squash that nonsense. And I've actually been in a couple of relationships where the women were really insecure no matter how I validated their beauty or anything like that, like they accepted the flirtation and the, you know, the inappropriate compliments, not because they wanted to cheat, but because they unconsciously enjoyed that type of attention, and it would piss me off to no end. And it wasn't just like, oh, and their thing was, well, why are you getting angry? You don't trust me. Nah, it's not that I don't trust you. I don't trust them. And
exactly.
then I don't trust.
Exactly.
And then I don't trust your fortitude. Like, how much can you take before you break down?
Mm-hmm.
And my thing
before you throwing them down on the bed, right.
Exactly. My thing is, you know, I understand some flirting I feel like is harmless. That's just me. I do think there's some harmless flirting. But then I think just some things you got to squash. And if someone is asking you out to dinner or someone's telling you how they like to get you in bed or how they want to kiss you and you're in a relationship, you need to say something. You need to squash it. So I definitely agree with you in the point that I think that that's inappropriate as well, especially if you're in a relationship. Now, you single or you just dating or whatever, then, hey, all is fair in love and war. I'm down for it because you haven't said I want to be committed just to you or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just when you make that statement, hey, I want to be just committed to you. I want to be in a relationship with you. There's a lot of stuff that you got to squash, including people who are just, like you said, just saying this stuff, and you don't squash it. That is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's wrong. And I would call it unconscious cheating.
Unconscious cheating. Okay. I can go with that.
Cool.
Now I'll be like, oh, you unconsciously cheating on me. So
oh,
I got your number.
let's jump back into this whole recovering after cheating. I've been cheated on. Let's say I've been cheated on. I've decided to stay with my wife. Joey, I have swallowed my pride. I'm going to forgive her, and we're going to move on. In this whole recovery thing, am I wrong for throwing it in her face, like maybe like 6 months to a year down the road?
Are you wrong for throwing it into her, in her face?
Yes.
Oh, yes, me, yes, and Joey. I'm sorry.
Oh, Joey.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I definitely think that's wrong. I don't think you've forgiven if you're throwing it in their face. I really don't think that you have forgiven them, and throwing it in their face, you know, is definitely going to bring them to a point where they're going to want to end the relationship, or they're going to go out and do it again. So I really do think that's why it's important that you got to, one, if you're trying to recover from cheating and you really want the relationship to work, like, you got to deal with the cheating. Like, you got to talk about it. I think it's best to maybe talk about it when you're absolutely ready to hear the truth. Because a lot of people they ask for the truth, and they're not ready to accept it. They're not ready to hear it. So in recovering with someone who cheated on you, you got to first be ready to hear the truth. And if you're not ready for that, you need to go get you some counseling. You need to go to the altar and pray. You need to fast or whatever you need to do. So because before you sit down and try to work on a relationship, you need to hear the truth. But you got to be ready to hear it. And a lot of people don't want to hear the truth. Nobody don't. A lot of people, they say, oh, I can handle the truth, or tell me the truth. But there's a hear it, and you're not ready to accept it. And then you hear it, and you are ready to accept it. So that's the first thing in recovery, in recovering from being cheated on. The second thing is that you gotta let it go. You cannot move forward. You cannot move forward in a relationship if you can't forgive them, and if you can't forgive them for real. And it's not just saying it, but literally, like, you do not keep record of their wrongdoing, and you don't keep throwing it in their face. And I really believe that if you can't forgive and you can't, like, you can't erase the record of their wrong, you just need to keep it moving. Don't even start a relationship. You know, I think you just need to keep it
moving. Yes, we have a caller on the line. Caller, welcome to the
Call up my behind. This is Deidre. I ain't been able to get on the phone. Okay, Roxy, let me tell you something. Look here, that is not no cheating on any. Oh my gosh, are you serious? Joey and Deidre.
Deidre, one at a time. Deidre, one at a time. Deidre.
Let me bring it in. Okay. Did you, this unconscionable cheating, are you serious? If we are in a relationship and it's based on trust, what the heck I got to check anybody for? All you got to do is worry about me. If you know that I got you and you got me and we solid, you ain't got to worry about nobody. And if you're worrying about somebody else in the relationship, then let's talk about the truth. The truth is your ass don't have no trust with your partner. So let's be truthful about that. Are you serious? I cannot believe that Jeff and you and Joey, what the hell? Are y'all serious? I got to now check everybody? I got to check everybody that comes and flirts. And whatever, if I've been friends with somebody for years and they've always been a damn flirt and we're not to damn together, what the hell are you worrying about whether or not we going to get together or not? I'm with you. Are you serious?
But Deidre,
that's what you know about, not your security.
Deidre, if somebody, okay, so if I'm with my wife and her friend is hanging all over her. He got his hand on her, in her lap, on her lap. He's getting close to touching her chest. He's like motioning like he wants to kiss her on her cheek in front of me. He's going to get checked as if he was a perfect stranger and that happened. That's why dudes fighting the club, Deidre.
If you're talking about somebody who is a quote-unquote friend and has been a friend forever or whatever, and they touching all on you, about to kiss you on the damn cheek and all this kind of stuff, yeah, that's not a friend, boo-boo. That's not a friend. And if I'm in a relationship, I would have covered that long time ago. There's not going to be no repeat tendencies. As friends, if I'm in a relationship, ain't none of my friends going to be doing no bogus-ass shit like that.
Maybe those are your friends, Deidre. I'm just saying overall. I'm not saying particularly my relationship or your relationship or anybody else. I'm just asking a general question. What type of cheating do you assume this is? Okay,
that
so maybe in your world, maybe your friends may respect your relationship line, and maybe in the next person world, the next person friends doesn't respect their relationship line.
But here's the thing. See, you're basing the actions of that other person on it. You're bringing in extra stuff to your relationship.
I'm not bringing in anything. All I asked was a question. I asked,
what type of
cheating would you call this? Because we know that there is emotional cheating.
But that is. Because what you did, what you said at the end was, see, now I can put a label on it and say that this is unconscious cheating. And you said something to the fact of, See what you're doing? You over there unconsciously cheating. Are you serious?
Okay, and that was a joke. That was a joke. When I said that, I said, oh, now I can be like, yeah, you unconsciously cheating. You took it seriously. I didn't take it seriously. I don't know if Joey took it seriously.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. If you if you're saying it as a joke, and we got listeners out here, and they're saying, uh-huh, look at her. You over here, they said it on amongst friends. They said that that's unconsciously cheating. That's what you're doing.
Well, they might believe it. They might, that listener may be going through the exact same scenario that I passed out. So they may be, if somebody want to feel like it's unconsciously cheating, to eat his own. You don't feel like it's unconsciously cheating. Joey feels like it's unconsciously cheating. I feel like it's unconsciously cheating. So maybe the next 10 people may not feel like it's unconsciously cheating.
You got trust issues in your relationship.
Nah, Deidre, I'm sorry.
Wow, okay.
No, okay, Deidre, I think something, it's not a trust issue for me, but I just feel like, okay, if you are my woman and I'm like, yo, this person, yeah, because I understand people are going to flirt. I just said there is some, and I do believe in innocent flirting. I do believe that flirtation is going to happen. So, no, I'm not expecting you to go around and check every person that walks up to you and say, hey, you are my sister, or you beautiful, ma, or, you know, that just that banter that sometimes happen between people. No, I'm not saying check that, but I'm saying, like, the stuff that's just blatant. Like, if somebody walk up to my woman and be like, hey, boo, you know, let me get your number, like, I'm feeling you, and you like, oh, okay, you know, and it's not about the trust issue. My thing is, you know, you know you're in a relationship. You don't need to be saying, oh, okay, you can have my number. You can be like, you know what, I'm flattered or you, but... Nah, I can't do that. But when you just sitting up there, you just accepting it like, oh, yeah, I'm cool with that. Or a person asking you out on a date and you never tell them once, hey, I'm in a relationship. Or they
you never say, no, that's not going to happen because I'm in a relationship. You are allowing this person to, you are leading this person to believe that something can occur between the two of you.
Exactly. And I just think that is inappropriate. It's not about me having trust issues. Like I said, I've been in relationships where I had to tell the woman, hey, that's not appropriate. I'm not feeling that. You need to check them. You need to let them know that you are in a relationship and that it's not okay for them to be asking you out on dates, that it's not okay for them to be, like, trying to grab your butt, or it's not okay for them to be sending you inappropriate emails. Oh, nothing ain't going to happen. They just being nice. They just being funny, or they just find me attractive. Don't be insecure. It's not about me being insecure. It's about what's right. If a woman come to me and I'm in a relationship, I know the difference between innocent flirting and then someone just being like they want something to happen. And that whole want something to happen thing, no, I got to put you in check. Because if I don't put you in check, then I am opening the floodgates for something to happen or to potentially happen.
Okay, before we go any further, I gotta take a pause for the cause of a listener. We have a caller on the line. Aisha from D.C., are you there with us? Are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Welcome to Amongst Friends. What's your question or comment tonight?
Well, my comment was, I guess I'm just trying to understand where Miss Deidre was coming from, because it seemed like she just all of a sudden came into the conversation and totally attacking, like she wasn't really listening to what you all were talking about. So I'm just wondering, like, you know, why did she come off like that? Like, or what's her whole point behind it? Like, I think that everything that you all are saying is very valid. And if someone is in a relationship, they should not be doing, it's just certain things that should not occur, whether it's a friend that I've been knowing for years or if it's somebody I just met last week. If I'm in a committed relationship, that needs to be made known to the opposite person who is flirting, who is saying little, you know, different little things on the side, letting me know that they into me or digging me. It just needs to be said point blank right up front, I'm in a relationship, that's not going to happen. But if you don't say anything, that other person is thinking that you like them and that is a possibility.
Exactly.
So it's like all about closing out the possibility.
Wow.
So that's what I had to say.
Thank you, Aisha.
I totally disagree. And the reason why it appears that I came in charging, I was texting the whole time trying to get in, but my comments were not being announced. So, yes, it did appear that I came on charging. But my thing is, if you're in a relationship, and I have a close friend, because now we need to point out that Joy's scenario of someone that I don't know, who doesn't know that we're in a relationship, that's different from me having a close friend. That's two different
scenarios.
I don't care
who it is, close or not.
It's still two different scenarios. And let me explain how. If I'm friends with someone and everybody knows, you're my friend, so you know that I'm in a relationship, this person, we're all hanging out together, so you know we're together. Me and my girl or me and my boy or whatever, you know what I'm saying, we're straight. And so if you've been my longtime friend and flirting is what you do and all this kind of stuff and whatever, and I ain't paying no attention, why am I got? I have to constantly check this person seriously? I'm not even, it's like you, there are certain people that are your friends and they do like stupid stuff and you just ignore it. But me having to come and check it just so that you would be okay, that speaks more about our relationship. Ain't nothing happening. It's not unconscious cheating or anything like that. It's, this is my friend. This is what they do. I don't pay no attention to it. You're my girl or you're my dude. That's all that matters. Why am I having to constantly remind you?
Well, wait, who
said
you had to constantly check them? If I'm your man and I say to you, I don't like the way your friend James approaches you, I don't like the way the things that he say out his mouth to you, as you being my woman, why shouldn't you say, okay, I got it, baby, don't worry about it, it won't happen again. Then you as being my woman should go to James and be like, look, you causing friction within my relationship. My man don't like the way you approach
okay.
me. He don't like when you said this.
Why
he didn't like when you said that. Bam. Any discussion. James being your friend should respect your relationship and respect the boundaries of your friendship and say, okay, Deidre, I get it. I won't come at you like that no more. That's the end of it. So it's not about you having to constantly check your friend for your man, because once you say to your friend, James doesn't like this, James doesn't like that, that should be the end of it. So that's why I said, what type of cheating would you consider it to be?
It causes friction. It's causing friction because some things are inappropriate, Deidre. I'm not saying that every little thing, like, okay, there is a difference between someone who has trust issues and is insecure. I totally agree with you on that point, that no, you shouldn't go around having to check everybody, especially the person needs to get that together if they're insecure or they don't. They have trust issues. But if your friend, I don't care if it's a friend, stranger, or Bobo from down the street, or your, I don't care. If they are doing something where it is making your person uncomfortable, the person you're in a relationship uncomfortable, or they are saying things like, I can't wait to get you in bed, I can't wait to bang you out, or I want to take you to dinner, or I want to do that, and your person is saying, you know what, I'm not feeling that, that's inappropriate, and you're saying, oh, no, you need to get over it, he's just kidding, or he's just joking, or it's just flirting, it's innocent, or whatever, then that is a problem, and that needs to be addressed. And if you don't address it, if you don't say anything, then that person is going to continue to do it because they feel like, hey, eventually I'm going to wear her down and I'm going to get what I want. I'm sorry. The way you're looking at it, if it's just a friend, well, first of all, your friends, no matter how long y'all been joking like that, if they know you're serious about your relationship, your friend is not going to continue with that behavior.
Okay, but here's the thing. If I've accepted you for who you are and you are a wild cannon or whatever and there's nothing between us and I've told my person, dude, I don't pay any attention to them. They're just joking. It is not a big deal. Why can't you trust that? Why are you assuming that something is going to take place later on? That's my question.
Because people do effed up stuff. People do effed up stuff, and you just never know. You might see it as planned, but that person really might not see it as planned.
And okay,
Behavior, when you're in a relationship.
Yes, Deidre, if that situation, if your smart mouth friend who you know is, you know, they are flirtatious like that and everything, if you know that they're like that, that's cool. But your partner doesn't know your friend like that. Your partner does not. You could be holding back on so much of the story between you and your friend that it leaves holes for somebody to say later on, if you and your friend did, you and your flirtatious friend did hook up, then your man is going to be sitting there looking like Boo the Fool because the writing was there on the wall. Stuff like that is the same type of stuff that sets off the spidey senses in a bunch of females who always is, girl, you just know when it's happening. You just know when your man is cheating, because he starts acting differently and all this other stuff. Obvious stuff like that, blatant stuff like that, is what sets off the spidey senses. And your man is, if he goes to check that, he sees something that he sees something he don't want to happen. And by you not wanting to check your friend, talking about, oh, no, boo, you could trust me, you could trust me. That's like saying, you know, basically, yeah, if the writing is, I'm gonna try and leave the writing on the wall so that if something do go down, he should have seen it.
I'm gonna agree to disagree, and for the chatter in the room that says I need to choose better friends, yeah, whatever. I'm gonna accept the people as they are. And guess what? It's going to be all right. I ain't had no problem.
You, Deidre, if your boo that you serious with, you got, they got your heart, they got a best girlfriend, they've been friends for years, and she's like rolling up, like sticking her tongue in his mouth, flirting with him, walking around naked around him, but she says, oh, but we've been friends for years.
A whole bunch of dynamics to this thing.
I'm just showing you, like, there's levels to appropriate and inappropriate, but they've been friends. I'm just basing on what you said, and they tell
and
me,
I'm
babe, she's been there for years, and there's nothing going on between us. She could be jumping in his bed butt naked, but he's saying, ain't really? Nothing between us. You cool with that?
No, I don't agree with that. But herein lies the issue. If I can't trust my dude, why am I with him? And if
it's
he comes to me and say, hey,
it's about his friend.
Okay. I'm gonna have to reel everybody in right now. We're coming up to the close of a show that was Johnny Come Lately Day. He just came on all late in the game.
I loved it.
We want to thank everyone for listening tonight, for calling in. We want to thank Deidre. We want to thank the lovely Roxy for joining us.
She got to come back.
I will, Joey.
Yes, and we also got to thank Brother Joe, you know what I'm saying? Thanks for being here, bro. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, Grown and Sexy Crew, we're going to say goodnight to you. Please join us next 9 o'clock Wednesday night. We'll be talking about another great topic. And we want to wish you love, peace.
Oh!
For me, I'm the boys.
And I think I need to get back to space.
Amongst Friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Yes.
Thank you again for joining.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we tune in. All right. I'm going to tell you, child, your job is done. Go lay your head down, get some sleep.
I sure will. You have a good night, too.
All right, you too. All right. Bye.
Good night.
Great.